Bill sponsor Miami Republican Senator Renee Garcia told the Upper Chamber's Health Policy Committee there was precedent for this type of state program drawing on federal funds. He points to how the federal Children's Health Insurance Program funds Florida's Kid Care, which provides poor children with things like primary and dental care.
If you look at the experience that we've had with Florida Kid Care, I use that as an example where you can have a parallel system for the funding. I mean, when I use that as a financing mechanism, when you look at the way that the CHIP dollars fund come in through the state through the Kid Care program and fund the insurance benefits for these children, that's the same thing that we can do with the federal dollars coming in through the state to provide services for veterans.
Garcia admits after some high-profile government and news reports, the federal Veterans Affairs system has improved its presence in the Sunshine State. But he says creating what he's calling the State Veterans Care Program would lead to better outcomes for Florida veterans.
We can get more veterans covered in the state of Florida, and we know that the veteran care delivery system, not only in the state of Florida, but across the nation, could be a lot better.
Garcia's measure would not allow state funds to be used for the program, and permission from the federal government would be needed to proceed with his plan. Veterans would be allowed to take advantage of the program without having to give up any additional federal or state health benefits. Fernandina Beach Republican Senator Aaron Bean is co-sponsoring the measure. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.